Welcome to StratCom Live. This is our about-to-be-launched podcast for small business and nonprofit marketing. And we have some amazing things that are just about to break through for you because we officially launch in just a couple days. We're going to launch on September 11th. That day is really important to us. So if you stumbled across this or you found this, this podcast episode has been shared with you. I want you to go to your podcast platform, subscribe to the channel, get alerts and notifications set up, because when we launch, we've got some amazing podcast episodes for you. And we want you to be able to learn how to market your small business and your nonprofit. And we want to help you do that. So StratCom stands for Strategic Communications, and we want to be able to help you communicate your story and your message to the people that matter the most to you. And we're excited to be able to do that. StratCom is a part of Grand River Agency, which also is going to launch, and on it's our grand opening on that day on September 11th. So these little episodes that we're giving you right now are just kind of little hunks, little chunks that you can use to get a feel for what we're going to be talking about. So today I'm going to give you three tips for marketing your nonprofit. Three things that are going to help you to really get the word out about what you're doing with your nonprofit. So the first of the things that I'm going to tell you is you want to build a strong online presence. You know, a lot of people, you know, they want to write a grant so they can get some funds in, some monies in, so that they can do the work that they really feel is important to them. But if you want to go for a grant and people look you up and they can't find out who you are, how do they know you're legit? You know, if your primary customers are your donors, they're the ones who are donating and giving grants and giving funds that you can use. And if they don't know who you are because you haven't built a digital presence, they're not going to trust you. So your website, your social media, those things need to be on point. At least they need to be in existence and they need to be up to date. So if you haven't done those things, start working on them now. That's honestly, I think, really one of the most important steps that you can do, is to make sure that when people are looking for you, they can find you. They can understand the work that you do supporting you. It's important. And you want to make sure that those things are happening. So build a strong online presence. The other thing is to be deliberate with your email marketing. A lot of people don't recognize how valuable it is to be able to send out an email. And here's the thing. A lot of people get junk mail and they're like, well, I never read my junk mail and I just unsubscribe from all of it. I get it. I hate getting all that email that I get. I really do. If I'm honest with you, I hate all of the email that I get. But here's the thing. When you look at the numbers, it's still the most effective form of advertising that you can do, is to send out an email newsletter, to send out an email that is requesting funds to help for your nonprofit. It is the most effective marketing that you can do. So don't neglect it. You really want to make sure that you're deliberate with it, that you're intentional with it, that you use it to communicate to the people that have given to your organization that what you're giving is benefiting the community in some way, because they're giving because they want to be a part of it. So celebrate your wins with your email marketing. Tell the email audience, especially of your donors, the work that you're doing. And it's going to really help engage them and make them feel like they're a part of making the difference. The other thing that would be extremely valuable for you when it comes to nonprofit marketing is to collaborate with partners and influencers. There are other people and organizations that are out there who also believe in your mission. They believe in the work that you're doing. And if you can really harness the power of using their influence to their audience, it takes your influence and it multiplies it. Let's say you've done the work and you have a nice online presence and you're reaching a good number of people. Great. Now, imagine that you tap into an influencer in your community. So we're just talking small scale now. Let's say you have a small nonprofit that just serves your community. So an influencer for you might be somebody like the mayor, right? So you go and you have breakfast with the mayor. You tell him about your vision for what you're doing, and you ask him if he can share a few of your posts on his social media platform. You've now amplified your message by getting it in front of somebody who has influence. and you've put it in front of people that you wouldn't have put it in front of before. Now, that's just one example of how you can collaborate with a partner or an influencer. You can also partner with other organizations to do something to help get the word out. So I highly recommend taking the time to collaborate with your marketing. So it's not just you. You work with other people to spread the word. Anyway, that's just a few tips, guys. That's just three tips for nonprofit marketing that are really going to help you boost your impact and your outreach. We've got a lot more of those. If you go to the Grand River Agency website, which is grandriver.agency, and if you look for the article, Five Great Nonprofit Marketing Tips to Boost Your Impact and Outreach, that article will also be linked in the show notes. So click and read the article to get some more great tips that we've got for you. And it's going to be important to subscribe to our blog, to subscribe to this channel, because we're going to continue to help you see and understand and relate to the world in a way that you've never done it before. Because really, that's what you want to do. As a nonprofit, as a small business, you want people to really see who you are. You want them to know who you are and what you do so that they spend their money with you or they donate money to help you do your mission. That's what you really want to do. So don't just hide and, put a bushel over your lampstand. Get out there and do the work. Get out there and connect with people. And Grand River Agency and StratCom Live wants to help you do that. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast, because when we launch, we've got so much great information and we have a good time. So you're going to enjoy listening about marketing. It's not going to be like pulling teeth. It's going to be a good time. And we're going to help equip you and train you to make a difference. And I'm really excited about that. So again, if you want to know more about what we're doing, go to stratcom.live and go to grandriver.agency. And we'd love to be able to keep you in the loop. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We've all got a story to tell. So let's tell it well.